VWA. I think that's your call sign, Steve, if this is you. If you're there, this is KZ4TMA. Simon.
From VWA. Simon, how are you, buddy?
Hear your voice. I'm doing all right. How about you today?
I'm a little bit soggy.
This, you know, in this day and age, that's scary. Is this a post-COVID brain fog, or what's going on?
Oh, I'm going down to Anderson. I just managed to get through a mess on 85. So anyone listening to the sound of my voice in the area, 85 is pretty much 2 miles an hour from about the airport down to just past Pelham Road. Take that back, just past 385. It breaks out and opens up just past 85. But I'm headed down to Anderson to look at a piece of equipment with a friend of mine. He doesn't know farm tractors. And I'm going to go down and check the machine out for him and let him know what kind of shape it's in.
Traffic on 85, I can understand being a bit foggy, but I hope the trip goes well. That's some very valuable knowledge you've got, and I'm glad you can be of help to a friend like that. That's good to hear. I think I overheard you earlier talking to somebody else about wiring or buying some wires, and that reminded me of a technical question I had. You know me, new ham, I've always got my technical questions. You mind if I throw one at you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I suppose it's not quite technical, it's more of a brand recommendation. I'm just curious about connectors. I mean, I heard you mentioning wiring and connectors in a slightly different context with this other station earlier, but what I mean is, if I'm going to buy some connectors, either for coax, you know, like a UHF connector to extend some coax, or especially just some butt-end connectors to splice some 12 or 10-gauge wire, like for an accessory on my Jeep, you know, I can go on Amazon and I know how to search for stuff and look at average recommendations, but I don't know what brands really to trust, and I don't want my connectors to be the weakest link in a very carefully laid out wiring setup or an antenna coax or anything. So how does a guy like me know what brands or maybe it's not even a brand, like what specs to look for to trust in a connector, whether it's for coax or copper wire or what?
First of all, right off the bat, I do not use anything that's not straight copper. And depending on the application, is this going to be inside the cab of the vehicle, or is this running out of the cab and out to the battery?
Here. You know, these accessories usually, the wiring usually starts at the battery. And then comes in the cab. So there's usually just one connection at the battery, and then I go through the firewall, and usually there's some other kind of splicing or another connection inside the cab. Now, before you proceed, I'm curious, when you say straight copper, do you mean even like a butt-end connector? Because, you know, I've got a box of these, and they're some kind of silver metal material. They're certainly not copper. But anyway, I think that answers your first question.
See, I've done electronics with X-ray equipment all my life. If it's inside in a non, like under the hood of your vehicle application, then generally you can use a reasonable good quality, butt connector or a compression type connector. I like the Stakon brand. They're usually pretty good, and they got some copper in them. There's a lot of this stuff that you'll get from Harbor Freight from overseas in China, and there is no copper in them, and some of them are so bad that you can't even solder them. Now, with that said, if I'm running a connection at the battery, that connection may have a crimp-on connector, but that crimp-on connector is of a quality that I can solder it. I'm getting a phone call. Let me come right back to you. I'll be right back. KZ4 VWA.
TMA standing by. PT. Yep, TPT, I think that was. This is KZ4 TMA.
TMA, I believe. Whiskey 4 Tango Delta Tango. I'm in my
mobile unit right now, and it's, I've used Anderson power pole connectors, and I've not had any problem for years. I haven't had to redo any of the connections or anything. I've got a battery with a heavy gauge cable going back to the trunk, and I've got the radio itself, the body, chassis, whatever, mounted under the package shelf in the trunk, and then the control panel up front under the AC controls and all that. If I heard you right, Anderson Power Pole, I think you're saying that's the brand of the connector, and is this a brand that I can just look up and I can find various connectors, whether it's UHF coax connectors or, you know, butt connectors for some 12-gauge copper wire? Since I was shopping for those things, I used the power distribution box. I don't remember what they call it, but it's Anderson. I think it's Sierra Echo November. You should be able to look them up. And they've got a pretty wide variety of connectors, a lot of heavy-duty stuff and heavy-duty cable, a lot of the stuff that you need for a mobile installation. Let's see, so thank you, so I'll stand by also to see if Steve comes back on. I want to make sure I got the name of his presentation, too. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for chiming in. I appreciate it. So I'm just trying to learn what kind of brand to look for, because I don't know enough about what specs to look for in a particular brand to know whether it's reliable. Thanks again. Glad to help. Whiskey 4, Tango, Delta, Tango, clear.
There.
And W4, TD, thanks again. Steve, go on.
Well, listen, what he told you is very, very true. Anderson Pole products are very good quality, very, very reliable, but also they ain't cheap. And like I said, for under the hood, I don't do anything that's not soldered. And you can pick up a good soldering iron about anywhere. Now, also, what I put over that under the hood, a little bit of heat shrink and some Nolox. That's an antioxidant put on my connectors at the battery. Now, if you're talking inside the vehicle is a whole different thing, and just some real good crimp-on connectors of good quality, like the Stakon, work great.
Yeah, all understood and noted. But let me make sure I'm getting this brand right, because again, for me, when you say of a good quality, I just don't even know enough to know what makes a good quality, what material or what kind of specifications. So for me, I think the brand is going to be pretty important as I get started. So I've got the Anderson brand down, but this other one, is it Stakon, as in STAY, like stay here, Stakon, C-O-N?
STAKON, Stakon. They are a brand of crimp-on connectors, and they are usually good quality. Some of the stuff that's coming out of China right now, the metal is not so great and will go brittle on you. I've actually had that happen over a couple of years. The push-on connectors, the blades are fine, but the actual push-on itself gets weak. They just don't last that long. So a good quality connector that has copper in it and a good insulator on it works great. So what other applications are you talking about? Are you talking about for feed lines?
Again, Steve, yeah, I've got Stakon, S-T-A-K-O-N, and between that and the Anderson recommendation, that gives me enough to know of what kind of brands to look for at first, and then I can learn my specifications better. But no, I've got a Wrangler TJ, so as you know, like any Jeeper, I'm always hooking up some kind of accessory. It may be this radio, a TV radio, it may be a subwoofer, whatever, or some overhead lights. So, just pretty basic 12-volt electrical applications. Just didn't want to get into this and find out that I was doing myself any disservice by using cheap connectors. But that's it. And I am I'm now getting a phone call, so I'll have to run. But I want to say thank you, Steve. Thanks again, W4TDT. So I'll be clear after Steve's final. Thanks again, KZ4TMA.
Hey, always a pleasure, bud. Give me a holler anytime, even if it's just to say, hey, I'm clear and mobile, headed down 85 and still soggy.
TDT. Hey, Steve, you saved me some time.
time because I was just about to jump on that section of 85, and I'm detouring around that now, so I appreciate the heads up on that.
And I really did not see any reasonable explanation for it to be backed up like that. Now, are you headed south on 85?
I was going to, but instead I'm looping around on Woodruff Road, and I'm going to get on 385 that way. Actually, I probably just will stay on Woodruff Road here, given where I'm going.
Well, if you do need to come south, anybody else listening, 85 is blocked up at 153 and goes south to, I believe it's an accident down here, down around, I'm not sure how far south it is. But I'm going to jump off at River Road and go hit 20 and try to go around it that way. So, yeah, everything's coming to another dead stop again. Good old Lady 5, we love it. What's that doing today, guys?
Timothy, I'm just heading over to Palmetto State Armory. And I picked a really bad time to get on the road, apparently.
Time is a bad time to get on 85, man. It's just a mess. And that's on a good day.
Pretty much every day on the way to work, but fortunately I'm headed toward Spartanburg and not headed toward Greenville because it's just almost always a mess, and especially when it rains.
I guess people's brains just get fuzzy when they get wet, huh?
People that are just being overcautious and other people that can't figure out what lane they want to be in, and it's just kind of frustrating.
That and the fact that our area is in transition. Lots of country folks and a big influx of big city drivers. The big city drivers like to go fast. Country folks take it easy, go slow, and sometimes that just doesn't mix.
When 85 between here and Spartanburg was two lanes each way, and now it doesn't look like three lanes is enough most of the time.
My friend, you need to go to Gaffney.
Springs, you look at Highway 9 there, and it's just jammed up like Woodruff Road is now.
Talk in one sentence, two areas that I try to avoid like the plague.
I'm coming up on intersection here where it looks like there's a lot of traffic. I better pay attention, so I'm going to let you go. Whiskey 4, Tango, Delta Tango. I'll be clear on your final.
Yes, sir. Be very careful out there. It's, you know, a little bit of time is just not worth the extra that you pick up by trying to go fast. Take your time. Be safe out there. K and 4, VWA. I'm mobile. Still foggy and headed south.